The defender who stood his ground. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Could anyone have stopped our latest random shooter, Wade Michael Page, who shot up that Sikh temple outside Milwaukee? His stepmom can't figure it out.
He was gentle and kind and loving.
But I predict that many red flags will emerge. And I also expect that all of them will fall short of providing enough evidence to pre-arrest someone. Which means that what we're left with is the NRA's preferred method for dealing with crazed gunmen. Because the one detail that pops up is that the president of the temple, Satwant Kalika, age 65, managed to find a butter knife and attempted to stab the gunman before being shot twice and killed. And if this detail is accurate, it means that this Mr. Kalika recognized what was happening, had time to get a weapon, and was courageous enough to stand his ground. In hindsight, he should have had a gun. And in fact, Wisconsin last year passed the Personal Protection Act, which lets most anyone get a gun and a concealed carry license. Except, I can just imagine what it would look like if Sikhs began arming themselves, or if Muslims, who may have been Page's intended target, began arming themselves. But that's apparently the path we've chosen in America. No one, Republican or Democrat, has any interest in controlling either the power or the quantity of personal firearms. So it appears that slowly we will become a nation where everybody is armed or wants you to think they're armed. And then, finally, we can all feel completely safe. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.